Text numéro 13. Are we seriously talking about closing schools again? As the surge of coronavirus infections in the United States becomes undeniable, many leaders throughout the country are reacting by calling for closures. Bizarrely, they almost always seem to focus on schools first. Don't get me wrong. With cases climbing to levels we haven't seen before, we need to restrict our physical interactions in an evidence-based manner. We should figure out what poses the greatest danger and act accordingly, instead of automatically asking school children to bear the brunt of the pain. When schools do the right things, those infections are not transmitted in the classroom. The playbook for keeping schools as safe as possible has been understood for many months. First, classrooms need to be less dense so that students are sitting at least 6 feet apart at all times. Second, class start and end times need to be staggered so students aren't bunched together in the halls. Third, students need to be universally masked. Before anyone says that kids will refuse this, as a paediatrician and a father, I can assure you that at some point in their lives, children also refuse to wear pants. They'll learn. Finally, we need to recognise that some teachers are at higher risk than others and be thoughtful in how we protect them. We need to invest in rapid, repeated testing schemes to provide an added layer of protection. Following this playbook will require billions of dollars from the federal government, but the costs are well worth the investment. Education is hugely important. Unfortunately, our schools are not, for the most part, prepared to deliver high-quality educational content online. Schools are necessary for the economy as well. If they're not open, many parents cannot work, even if they're doing so from home. Closing schools also exacerbate social and economic disparities. In some cities, especially in poorer areas, as many as 1 in 3 children didn't or couldn't take part in online learning when schools across the country were closed in the spring. Students who fall behind will have an incredibly difficult time catching up. But schools are essential and should be treated as such. When we prioritise, they should be among the last things to close. Almost everything else should be put on pause first. This is what Europe is doing. When, not if, businesses are forced to shutter temporarily in the near future, we can tide them over with money, and we absolutely should. When schools are closed, however, handing students a cheque will not replace what they've lost. American adults have failed in almost every way imaginable in this pandemic. None of it is the kids' fault. When we try and fix this latest mess, let's put their needs first. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2020.